Good afternoon. Thank you for coming. It's my pleasure today to share with you my research on chromium and phosphorus uptake and translocation arsenic hypercumulative tergitate. I'm Letuzia. I'm postdoc at the University of Florida. I would like to thank you, Dr. Luis, that he's here, and also Dr. Lena Ama, my advisor. Today I'm going to talk a little bit about chromium and phosphorus uptake by plant, chromium speciation in the media in the plant, and also a little bit about arsenic hypercumulative pterygitate. Chromium, it's a metal. When they can find more this more common species, it's going to be trivalent and hexavalent chromium. Since the hexavalent chromium is considered carcinogenic, chromium is more used in industry, like in pigment manufacturing, mine processing, also in steel production. Hexavalent chromium is considered to be 100 times more toxic than trivalent chromium. Chromium in plants. The plants can uptake both species, chromium 3 and also chromium 6. It depends on the solubility. Hexavalent chromium has more solubility than trivalent, and the plants uptake more chromium in the roots. About 99% of the chromium, the total chromium, is stay in the roots. The chromium is toxic for the plant, but still some plants that can, it's like hyperaccumulator of chromium. It's not in the case of pterygitate, but and chromium has the similar behavior or like in the sulfate and the phosphate. In the plants, chromium, the root tissues can uptake chromium, and the roots, they can reduction for the less toxic for the chromium trees, and the chromium tree can translocate for the aerial part. For the opposite, in the contrast of the chromium, phosphorus is a metal that the plants need for the growth, and they absorb by roots as a phosphate or orthophosphate, and they have a different affinity transport, that high or low affinity transport. It depends the phosphorus, the concentration of the phosphorus in the solution. The high or the low concentration is going to activate the high affinity transport, of the high concentration, the solution is going to be activity the low affinity transporter. Pterygitate is a hypercumulator of the arsenic. This plant could be found in tropical and subtropical regions. That this plant prefer high pH in the soil. It means that they have more available the arsenic, also the chromium, and they have the huge ability to concentrate high concentration, like 2.3% of the dry plant weight, where the plants uptake arsenic from the soil and they translocate for the front when they show no toxicity symptoms. The objective of this study is evaluate the impacts of phosphorus and chromate on the each other uptake and translocation arsenic hypercumulator pterygitate. We did an experiment in the hydroponic solution when they have two scenarios. The first one, we fixed the concentration of phosphate 2.5 millimolar and increased the concentration of the chromate from 0 to 2.5. The second scenario was they fixed the concentration of the chromate in the solution 0.05 and increased the concentration of the phosphate. The plant were exposed to 24 hours, and after this time, we analyzed the chromium speciation, the total chromium in the media, in the spent media after the exposure, also in the plant tissue, and the method that was analyzed the chromium speciation for the plant tissue was the alkaline digester, and the acid digester was for the total chromium in total P that was analyzed by ICP-MS. This was the experiment, the plant that was used, and after 24 hours we collected the medium and they analyzed for the chromium C with the spectrophotometer, colorimetric reagent, and the chromium 3 was calculated by difference in the total chromium by ICP and the colorimetric chromium, the chromium 6. Also we did the speciation digestion, we used the alkaline digestion for the plants to shoe, fronds and roots, when they use the EPA method, story 68, with sodium and carbonate. And for the difference, again, we calculate the chromiumity, total chromium that was analyzed by the ICP and the chromiumity by the alkaline digester. Our results show that the pterazitata has the ability, was able to uptake high amount of chromium in the roots, about 14,000 milligrams per kilogram of the chromium in the roots after just 24 hours. In contrast, the plant was not able to translocate this chromium for the fronds. It's interesting to see how this plant, this amazing plant, can uptake high concentration of the chromium, since that plant is not hyperaccumulator of the arsenic. This was able to uptake almost 266 milligrams per kilogram of the chromium by hour in the roots tissues. On the other hand, the impact of the FP, the force from the chromium accumulation, we can see when we have just chromium alone in the solution, the plant uptake about 3,000 ppm of the chromium in the roots. However, when the chromium was combined with the P in the solution, the concentration of the roots, the chromium in the roots, was decreased about 62 to 82% was decreased in the roots. In the other hand, the chromium concentration in the fronds was increased a little bit. It means that the plants, they phosphate and chromate inhibit each other. For the phosphor concentration, when it was the solution, when the phosphor was just the solution alone, the plant has the normal behavior, since the phosphor is a macronutrient, was more found phosphor in the fronds than in the roots. However, in presence of the chromate, chromium was inhibited the translocation, and more chromium was found in the roots than in the fronds. They have the reduction about 52 to 59%. The reduction was not translocation for the fronds, and was more increased the concentration of the chromium in the roots about 11 to 15%. The same behavior was found when they, in presence of the chromium and phosphate, all the plant was not able to translocate phosphorus for the aerial path for the fronds. All more the concentration was found in the roots tissues. And we also analyzed the speciation in the media and in the tissues, in the roots and the front. And we found that about 78 to 91% in the front was found in the chromium tree. And since in the solution was the chromium 6, the roots tissues was available to uptake chromium 6, and in the roots they happened the reduction of chromium 6 to chromium 3, when was found about 93% of the chromium was chromium 3 in the roots. After that, the chromium was translocated a little bit, but was translocated, and it was found 78 to 91% the chromium 3 was found in the root. It means that the plant is able to reduce the chromium 6, but we don't know where the reduction happened. It's inside the roots or it's outside the roots. And we also detected the mineral, the chromite, in the for X-ray diffraction in the roots tissues when they proved that was happened the reduction of chromium 6 to chromium 3. In our conclusion, the pterazitata was efficient and accumulate high concentration of the chromium in the roots just with after 24 hours, and the chromium and the phosphor inhibit each other in uptake and translocation by probably via competition. While chrome was provided in the Hoogland solution with chromium 6, about 64 to 78% of the chromium 3 was found in the roots, in the front, and 90 to 93 in the roots. It means that this plant has the ability, it's efficient to uptake A high amount of the chromium, it is a good candidate for phytoremediation of the chromium in water. Thank you. I would like to thank you all my committee, also Dr. Luis that he's here, Dr. Lena Amar, and all my lab mates that helped me to put this, contribute for this work. Thank you. Question?